The cultural highlights this weekend in the greater region include a string quartet, an English comedian, an unprecedented art exhibition, and a concert by a hometown hero. Do you think classical music is stuffy and only for old farts? Well, you know, you're partially right. That's often the way it's presented. But Phil Klein is on hand to correct that misconception once and for all. Critically acclaimed new music composer and all-around Renaissance man Phil Klein will survey the classical music scene from a composer's viewpoint, looking at and listening to a wide variety of music written in the last few years in Unsilent Composer, a presentation in the stables at the Mount in Lenox on Sunday at 2 p.m. as part of the Close Encounters with Music Conversations With series. Klein, also a post-punk guitarist, lyricist, performance artist, and the inventor of crowd-performed boombox concerts, is perfectly positioned to take stock of the huge influx of very active young composers and how all of this is affecting orchestras and music presenters in a kind of composer's field guide to the most defining works of the 20th and 21st centuries, answering what endures and what's changing in classical music. Speaking of classical music, the Larchmier String Quartet will perform works by Haydn, Brahms, and Liget in Brooks Rogers Recital Hall on the Williams College campus on Saturday at 8 in a concert that is free and open to the public. The quartet presents a program from classical, modern, and romantic eras. They open with the string quartet in B-flat major opus 76 number 4 Sunrise by Joseph Haydn, followed by string quartet number 1 Metamorphosis Nocturne by George Liget, and finish with the string quartet in C minor opus 51 number 1 by Johannes Brahms. Comedian and best-selling author Alison Larkin will perform a sneak preview of her new show, Alison Larkin Live, at the Mehewi in Great Barrington on Saturday at 7. Amongst other things, Larkin, author of The English American, will talk about her adoption and then subsequent reunion with her birth mother, England, America, life in the Berkshires, parenting, and my favorite thing to look forward to, how to brew the perfect cup of tea. The much-heralded exhibition, River Crossings Contemporary Art Comes Home, a landmark collaborative exhibition of contemporary art at the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill and Olana in Hudson, highlighting the pivotal role that the two historic properties and the artists who lived and worked there played in shaping America's culture of contemporary art, opens on Sunday and runs through November 1st. The artists whose work is included in the exhibition, curated by artist Stephen Hannick, include Chuck Close, Will Cotton, Gregory Crudson, Lynn Davis, Don Gummer, Duncan Hanna, Stephen Hannick, Maya Lin, Frank Moore, Rashad Newsom, Cindy Sherman, Sienna Shields, Kiki Smith, Letha Wilson, and Ellen Zimmerman, to name just a few, in addition to selected complimentary works by Thomas Cole and Frederick Church from their permanent collections. Sean Rowe, a Troy, New York native and lifelong naturalist, brings his gritty style of singer-songwriter folk rock to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9. A throwback to 1970s-era soulful rock poets like Leonard Cohen, Bruce Springsteen, and Van Morrison, with a hint of punk rock energy, Rowe boasts an impossibly deep and rich baritone, a gift for melody, and a knack for the perfectly honed image to get across his haunting, brooding, bluesy folk rock anthems. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.